生命的操练，在上帝荣耀之下的生活。二，李定武牧师主讲。第五讲，基督唯有的操练。今天的经文记载在希伯来书13:5-6。你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为足，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们思想一个主题。
Tonight we are going to emphasize on one topic.
耶稣恩友。
Jesus is our companion.
假如你今天问我一个问题。
If tonight you ask me a question.
你为什么会有一个乐观的态度面对新的一年？
How could you have such an optimistic attitude to face a new year?
我的回答很简单。
My answer will be very simple.
因为我们的主应许我们。
Because our Lord had given us a promise.
他讲我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Because he's saying that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you.
不管以后的12个月会什么样的情况。
No matter what the next 12 months will become.
可能有不确定的未知数。
Or maybe then we will face a lot of uncertainties.
可能有混乱的事情会发生。
Then maybe there's a lot of chaotic things will happen.
也许会有迷惑，也许会有恐惧。
Maybe that you will fall into temptation, and maybe there's fears.
也许会失败。
Maybe you will fail.
但是有一件事情绝对肯定的。
But there's one thing that's absolute.
因为圣经说。
Because the Bible said.
我总不撇下你。
I will never leave you.
我也不丢弃你。
I will never forsake you.
所以我们可以放胆说。
So we could say it with confidence.
主是帮助我的。
The Lord is our helper.
我必不惧怕。
I will not be afraid.
人能把我怎么样呢？
What man can do to me?
这是希伯来书的作者所讲的话。
This is what the author in Hebrews teach us.
今天晚上的信息，我们也许用一句话可以简单的讲明。
Tonight's message, maybe we could summarize in one very important line.
我们当把耶稣基督当作我们的恩友。
We should take Jesus as our best friend.
在人生的每一个步行上，我们依靠主与他同行。
In our life, every step, we trust upon the Lord and we walk with Him.
那主耶稣跟我们同行会带给我们什么样的保证呢？
What kind of guarantee will it bring us if Jesus is going to be with us?
如果我们在日常生活上操练与他同行的话，
If in our daily life we practice to walk with Christ,
他应许我们的生命有三种的品质。
He has given us three promises, three guarantees that the kind of quality that we will have in our life.
第一个有满足安心的生命。
The first one is a life of contentment.
第二种有一个与主为友的生命。
And the second one is the life of companionship.
第三个有一个勇敢无惧的生命。
And the third one is the life of courage.
我们先看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
我们可以有一个满足安心的生命。
We could have a life full of contentment.
因为第13:5这么说。
Because in the Bible, on the chapter 13, verse 5, it tells us.
我们要以自己所有的为足。
That we should be content with what we have.
这个世界的咒诅就是贪心，贪心，贪心。
The curse in this generation is greediness, greediness, greediness.
这是一个病症。
This is a disease.
而唯一的只有一个方法可以来解决。
And there's only one remedy that could cure this disease.
就是靠主满足。
Is to be contented in Christ.
因为在基督里面。
Because in Christ,
我们至少第一个有满足之前。
The first one we will have is a source of contentment.
第13:5这么说。
In 13:5, it tells us again.
要以什么所有的为主。
That we should be content with what we have.
这个就是你跟我要有满足的心。
This is what you and I should have at the heart of contentment.
而这种的满足是靠主而满足。
And this kind of satisfaction is trust upon the Lord.
因为主这么说。
Because Christ has said this.
我总不撇下你。
I will never leave you.
也不丢弃你。
Nor I will forsake.
这就是讲所有不论任何的情况之下，他都给我们这个应许。
This means that under any kind of circumstances, this is a promise, a guarantee to us.
圣经上罗马书这么讲。
In Romans, the Bible said this.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子。
He did not spare his own son.
为我们众人舍了。
And give it up for all of us.
此不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all the things?
神连他最宝贵的独生子都赐给了我们。
God gave us the most precious, his only son to us.
难道我们每天所需要的饮食他不会供给我们，衣服他不会供给我们吗？
You think that what we need in our daily need, our bread and our clothing, he will not give it to us?
在新的一年中间，
in this new year to come,
我可以乐观来面对这新的一年。
I could be optimistically facing this new year.
因为主的话告诉我可以靠主满足。
Because his word tells us that we should be content in Christ.
保罗讲过一句话。
Paul has said once,
在哥林多后书第五章九节说，
in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9,
要立志要得主的喜悦。
So we make it our goal to please him.
主耶稣要我们信靠他。
Jesus Christ wants us to trust upon him.
而这种的信靠是要我们立下心志来做到的。
And this kind of trust, we must first make a decision.
这种的信靠，这种的立志是要靠主的能力，我们才能够立志的。
This kind of trust is that we must first we trust upon our Lord in order to have this kind of decision.
因此，弟兄姐妹们，在这新的一年中，我不知道，你也不知道，会有什么事情发生在我们身上。
So, dear brother and sister, in this new coming year, we have no idea what we will be facing. We don't know what will happen.
但是有一件事情我们知道的。
But there's one thing we are sure of.
他将可以靠主，靠着他，我们可以得到满足。
He's saying that we could in Christ we will have the contentment.
让我们来操练这种靠主来满足。
Let us practice this kind of in Christ. How could we be content?
这种的靠主的满足肯定会讨神喜悦的。
This kind of a contentment in Christ, we would definitely have a life of a satisfaction.
我们不但有满足之权，
we not only have the source of contentment,
我们也有满足之灵，
and we also have the spirit of contentment.
在第十三章第五节，
and also in verse 5 of chapter 13,
作者经过神的默示这么说，要以自己所有的为主。
And the author, with the inspiration of God, he said that you must be content with what you have.
要为足，要有满足，就是不要有贪心。
Because in Christ we have the contentment, we will not have that greediness.
而这个动词“为足”这个字
，and in this original manuscript, the verb "be content"
是一个现在时。
It is the present tense.
也就是说，要继续不断的在新的一年中，我们要满足。
It means that we have to continuously be content in this year.
靠了主，而且是个被动式，靠了主才能够满足。
And it is also a passive tense. That means that we have to trust upon our Lord.
你不能够靠你的父母，你不能够靠你自己，你也不能靠你的银行的户头。
You cannot depend upon yourself. You cannot depend upon your parents. You cannot depend upon the bank account in the bank.
只要靠主，继续不断的在新的一年我们满足。
But we have to trust upon our Lord so that in the new year to come we will have the contentment.
我们怎么样能够继续不断的能够持久靠着主满足呢？
How could we continuously and sustain this kind of contentment?
保罗给了我们建议。
Paul has given us some suggestions.
他在腓立比书第四章十一节这么说。
In Philippians chapter 4:11, what did Paul teach us?
他讲我无论在什么情况都可以知足，我已经学会了。
Because he said, "For I have learned to be content wherever the circumstances I'm in."
而且保罗接着又说。
And then Paul continuously he said,
他这种的满足是靠了他在四章腓立比书四章十三节说。
And this kind of contentment is depend upon in chapter 4 verse 13. He said,
他讲我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
He said that I trust upon the one who gives me strength. I could do anything.
主耶稣基督的灵借了圣灵继续不断的加力量给我们，使我们能够有满足。
The Spirit of the Lord upon this Spirit continuously to add strength to us so that we could have the contentment.
你知道满足这件功课不容易学。
You know that to be content is not an easy lesson to learn.
特别要在这个科技物质丰盛的美国要满足不容易。
Especially in this materialistic, the technology so advanced in this United States situation, it's not easy for us to be content.
当你买了一部新车之后。
When you buy a new car,
过了几年之后，你看到这个电视上看到一切的广告的时候，有新车出来的时候。
And after a while, you see all the advertisement, talking about the new car to come.
你就会受到了挑战，受到了引诱，很强烈的引诱。
And you'll be challenged, and you'll have the temptation very strong.
而且他常常的广告讲，他讲你既然这么努力，你应当得到这些东西。
And many times the advertisement saying that, hey, you work so hard, you deserve this new car.
因此，你有这个欲望要再买一部新的车。
Therefore, you have the desire to satisfy yourself to buy another new car.
弟兄姐妹们，这种要对抗这种的引诱，我们必须要在圣灵的控制之下。
And brothers and sisters, to face this kind of temptation, we must be under the Spirit.
这是你跟我在日常生活上可以操练的。
This is what you and I could practice in our daily life.
也需要去操练。
And we must practice.
满足要控制这方面，我们要在两方面要控制。
So in the contentment, we have two perspectives that we must be under control.
一个在我们身体的要求上、需要上，我们要能够控制。
The first one is the physical contentment. We have to be under control.
另外一方面，在我们的灵里面要能够有满足。
And the second one is that under our spiritual contentment, we have to be under control.
我们的主耶稣基督在马太福音在登山宝训这么说。
Our Lord had teach us in the Beatitude in the Sermon of the Mount.
马太福音第五章第六节他说。
On Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, it said.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
He said, blessed are those who are hunger.
因为他们必得饱足。
And to our hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they will be filled.
如果你能够控制你的身体的话，
if you could control your body,
你能控制你的眼睛，你能控制你的思想，你能控制你的感官的话，
if you could control your eye, your thinking, and your senses,
你就能够把这些的引诱，而能够用你自己灵里面的满足来填满。
And you, when you face all this kind of temptation, you could, because of your spirit contentment, you could really fight against it.
许多年前
，In many years ago，
二十几年前
，In around 20 something years ago，
我刚刚从哥伦比亚大学毕业
，When I just graduated from Columbia University，
那我呢得到了一个工作
，I got a job，
是在 University of North Carolina 教书
，Is teaching in University of North Carolina。
过了两年之后
，After 2 years，
神很奇妙的给我一个工作是在 New Jersey Rutgers University 教书
，God amazingly give me another opportunity to work in New Jersey in Rutgers University。
那从North Carolina， 我们把我们的房子卖掉了。
So we sold a house in North Carolina。
那搬到 New Jersey 的就买不起新的房子了。
And when we moved to New Jersey, we cannot afford the new house。
我的父母亲很慷慨，那借了我一笔钱。
And our parents are so generous, so he gave us a loan。
所以呢，我们就用 down pay 买了一栋房子。
So I could pay for the down payment and I buy the house。
但是没有钱买家具了。
But we have no money to buy furniture.
所以半年我们没有沙发，没有电视。
So half year we have no sofa, we don't have any television.
你知道我每次从学校回来的时候。
So every time when I come back from school.
那我就我就把报纸打开。
And I open the newspaper.
我就专门看 on sale 的东西。
And I pay attention to what is on sale, garage sale.
几乎三个月的时间，我一回到家就是看这个报纸。
So for 3 months every day when I get home, the first thing I look at is the garage sale things.
然后呢，还有那个 furniture on sale 的东西，家具 sale 的。
And whatever is on sale for the furniture.
三个月下来，这样的话影响我的灵命，我发现。
And in these 3 months, I find out that my spiritual life was affected.
因为呢，我一空下来时间，不是看着找了报纸的地址去看要买 sale 的东西。
Because every time when I have free time, I sit down there and watch the newspaper. What is on sale and where?
或者是电视 TV 上面有这个 warehouse sale 的时候。
Or it may be advertisement on the TV saying that there's a warehouse sales.
有一天早上我在灵修的时候。
And one day when I have my devotional time,
读到登山宝训。
When I read this sermon on the mount,
上面主耶稣讲的。
In there, Jesus said,
如果你的右眼叫你跌倒的话
，If your right eye caused you to fall,
你就把它挖出来，宁可一个眼睛挖出来，而不要让你全身进到地狱。
Poke it out. You rather have that eye out than your whole body go down to hell.
三个月来，我的灵修，我的生活，因为要买这些 sale 的家具呢，影响了我。
In just 3 months, because I put my concentration on the sale things, my spiritual life was.Deeply affected.
我问神，我怎么样把我的右眼能够挖出来，能够不看这些 sale 的东西
？Then I asked God, I said, God, how could I pluck this right eye out so that I will not pay attention to this kind of sale advertisement?
当然，主耶稣不是叫我真的把它挖出来。
Of course, this is not a literary action that I don't have to pull my eye out.
你知道吗？我从那一天起把报纸停掉了。
So from that day on, I stopped reading the advertisement on the newspaper.
到现在为止27年了，我没有订过报纸。
So from that day on till now, 27 years, I have not buy any newspaper.
不但是我那个时候把报纸停掉了。
Not that I stopped the delivery of the newspaper.
我跟妻子讨论这个电视的问题。
And I discussed the TV concern with my wife.
因为我每次教完了课，晚上回来的时候我就要看电视。
Because every night after I teach,I come home, I would like to watch TV.
每次电视一看，我喜欢看那个 Ted Koppel 的这个 Nightline.
So every night, I would like to watch the Nightlines.
Ted Koppel. 那一看完的时候已经是12:30，然后整理一下1点钟了。
So after I watch that, it's almost 12:30 or 1 o'clock.
所以我跟师母商量了之后。
So after I discussed with my wife,
刚好有一位弟兄呢搬到 New Brunswick 呢。
So there is a brother who just moved into New Brunswick.
他缺少一个电视。
He was lack of a television.
所以我跟师母商量之后呢，那亲自把这个我们家的电视送给他了。
So after the discussion, we generously give him our TV.
2年之内我们没有电视看。
So within 2 years, we have no TV.
没有报纸看。
We have no newspaper.
感谢主。
And we praise our Lord.
直到我能够控制我的灵，我的器官。
Until all my senses, my eye, what I'm going to see, can be controlled under my spirit.
后来我女儿送了我一个电视。
And then later on, my daughter bought us a TV.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以有一个满足安心的生命。
We could have a life of contentment.
因为我们有满足之前。
Because we have this source of contentment.
我们有满足之灵。
We have the spirit of contentment.
像保罗一样，靠着我们的主耶稣基督，我可以怎么？不但得胜，而且我可以能够靠主满足。
Just like Paul say, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength.
基督是我的朋友。
Our Lord is our companion.
不但有了他，我有一个满足安心的生命。
Not just we have Him, but we have a life full of contentment.
而且有一个与主为友的生命。
We also have a life of companionship.
第十三章第五节这么说。
In verse 13, verse 5, it said again.
我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
这是何等的应许，何等大的一个保障。
What a promise and what a guarantee it is.
主做我们的朋友。
Our Lord will be our friend.
给了我们这么大的应许跟保障，这是一个特别的友谊。
He gives us such kind of promise, such kind of guarantee. This is a special friendship.
连我们的父亲、我们的母亲、连我们的最好的朋友都不能给我们这样的应许。
Even our parents, our best friends, cannot give us such kind of promise.
我记得我看到一个新闻，在日本。
I remember one time I see a news from Japan.
那这个儿子要考大学。
There is a son who wants to get into the university.
他的成绩，高中成绩很好。
His grade in the high school is very good.
但是他的考试呢，考的时候考得不好，没有考进东京大学。
But when he took the entry exam to the university, he didn't do a good job, so he didn't get into the University of Tokyo.
他父亲非常的失望。
And his father was so disappointed.
他父亲对他的态度也不一样。
And his father changed his attitude toward the son.
他后来才发现，他父亲对他的爱是有条件的爱。
So later on, he finds out that his father's love toward him is conditional.
连他的父母多可能，我们的父母多可能对我们有条件的爱。
So even our parental love to us may be conditional.
但是基督恩友的情况不一样。
But our Lord, He is our best friend. His love towards us is different.
他跟我们的友谊是种特别的友谊。
His friendship with us is very special.
这种特别的友谊可以用两方面来形容。
This kind of special companionship could be described by two perspectives.
第一种，它是一个个别亲切的友谊。
The first one is a personal companionship.
希伯来书的作者这么说。
In Hebrew, the author said this.
因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Because God has said, or Jesus said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
在以后的十二个月，我们面对的十二个月，新的一年中间。
In the next year to come, we are facing 12 months.
我们常常会有很多的期待。
We have so many expectations.
如果天使每天保护我，使我蒙福，那会有多好。
If the angel protect us every day,Be with us every day. How great would that be?
主差了天使长在前面引领我、保护我，会有多好
？If the Lord sent the angel to lead us and guide us ahead of us, oh, it would be great.
但是主耶稣没有这样讲。
But the Lord didn't give us this kind of promise. He didn't say it like that.
主耶稣只是说我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
The Lord said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
这边的我总不撇下你，这个我是个加强、强调的语气。
In here, the word "I" is being emphasized. I will never.
主保证他跟我们之间的特别的友谊。
The Lord had given us a guarantee, the special friendship, the relationship between us.
耶稣在新的一年中，他应许我们，他每一步与我们同行。
Maybe in the new year coming, that he will have give us the promise that he will walk with us each step of our way.
你说李牧师，你有什么证据没有？
And you will ask and say, what kind of a promise you could give us in the Bible?
圣经告诉我的。
But in the Bible, it tells us so.
你知道这个瑞士的神学家 Karl Barth 有一次到美国来。
You know that the theologian Karl Barth from Sweden, one time he came to the United States.
那时候在他去世之前几年来到了美国，巡回的讲学。
So he came to the United States and speak in many states.
那他讲完了，在一个大学讲演完了之后，有一个大学生举起手来。
So after he gave us a speech in a university, student raised up his hand.
那个学生讲 ，Dr. Barth， 我有一个问题。
And he asked, Dr. Barth, I have a question to ask you.
他讲你在你遇到了很多不同的你的脑子里面有不同的思想在你的脑子里面。
He said, There's many thoughts in your mind.
你也遇到了不同的人跟你讲了很多更高深的一些思想。
And you have faced so many different kind of seminar and people talked with you and asked you many deep questions.
能不能告诉我哪一个思想对你来讲是最最伟大的一个思想？
Can you tell me that which thought, one single thought to you is the greatest thought that you have ever faced?
Karl Barth 毫不迟疑地立刻回答。
And Karl Barth, without any hesitation, he gave the student the answer.
他讲，耶稣爱我，我知道。
He said, Jesus loved me, tis I know.
因为圣经告诉这样告诉我。
For the Bible tells me so.
耶稣对我们的爱是一种超友谊的一种爱。
The love that Jesus Christ have to give us is the love that is beyond any friendship could do.
他讲我总不撇下你。
He said I will never leave you.
我也不丢弃你。
And I will never forsake you.
哦，保罗这样讲过。保罗在罗马书这样讲过。
And Paul has said this in Romans.
第八章第三十五节到三十七节。
In chapter 8, verse 35 to 37.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗？
Shall trouble?
是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？
Or hardship or persecution?
是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？
Or famine or nakedness or danger?
是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
It's danger or sword?
然而靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
But because of the love of Jesus Christ, all this thing has been conquered.
弟兄姐妹们，在旧约里面我们看到在摩西身上。
Dear brother and sister, in the Old Testament, we can see that in Moses.
在约书亚身上，在大卫身上。
In Joshua, in David.
他们多有神跟他们同在。
They all have the promise that God will be with them.
在新约里面也看到主耶稣基督与他的门徒们与人同行。
And in New Testament, we see that Jesus walked with his disciples.
这是一种个别亲切的友谊。
This is a personal friendship, personal companionship.
第二方面
，The second perspective.
这不但是一个个别亲切的友谊，也是一个永不断绝的友谊。
It's more than just a personal companionship. It's a perpetual companionship.
他讲，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
He said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
总不也不。
Never, never.
这是一个保证的发誓的一个言语。
It's the promise, the word that you're using in a contract or in a, when you swear to do something.
这是一个立约的关系。
It is a relationship of making a covenant with God.
因为这种的爱是约中的爱。
Because this kind of love is a love of covenant.
我们看到在诗篇一百三十六篇第一节中间。
And we know that in Psalm 136.Verse 1, it said,
第一节，诗篇一百三十六篇第一节，你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
He said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good; His love endures forever."
在这里面讲到神的神性对我们的爱的时候，他讲一个是神本为善。
When here talk about the love of God, he's saying that for He is good.
你知道在新约里面
，Do you know that in New Testament
有一个又有钱又年轻又富有的一个人
？There is a very rich young man.
他开了一个 BMW， 很快的在耶稣面前一下刹车就跳出来。
He's driving a BMW and suddenly make a sudden stop right before Christ.
他讲我当做什么才能够承受永生
？He said Christ.What should I do in order to gain eternal life?
而且他问的时候，他讲是善良的夫子，我当做什么才能够承受永生？
And when he asked, he used the word a good rabbi. What could I do?
你知道主耶稣什么回答吗？
And do you know why, how Jesus replied?
你为什么叫我善良呢？善良的只有一个，就是神。
And Jesus replied, say, why you call me good?There's only one who is good, that is God.
因此，我们的神形容的时候，可以有两个形容词代表他一切的属性。
So we can use two adjectives to describe our Lord, our God.
一个他是良善的。
The first one, he is good.
因为他是良善的，我们可以放心。
Because he is good, therefore we can trust upon him.
无论在什么情况之下，他不会带我们到危险、害怕、恶劣、犯罪的情况。
So no matter in what kind of circumstances, he will never lead us into places that are trouble as the nearest, and we will always be safe under him.
但是在这个一百三十六节讲，不但是良善，还有一个特性。
But in Psalm 136, it's more than just good. There is another personality in there for Christ.
他的慈爱永远长存。
His love endures forever.
这个慈爱这个字在这个地方很难翻译。
This word love in this place is very hard to explain.
有时候翻译成 merciful 怜悯。
Sometimes it's translated as merciful.
但是最好的，它的原中于原意的是应当讲是 covenant love 立约的爱。
But the best thing to describe in here in the original manuscript is that it is the love of covenant.
这就是说，神跟人之间立过约了，跟亚伯拉罕立过约了。
This is because God has made covenants with men. God has a covenant with Abraham.
因此，在这边是约中之爱。
So in here it is a love of covenant.
那现在，在新约时代，我们用什么来形容这种立约的爱呢？
Now in this New Testament era, what kind of things that we could describe this kind of love, the love of covenant?
我跟师母到明年六月的时候，我们结婚了四十年。
And I and my wife, up to next year, we have our
40th anniversary.
40th anniversary.
如果我有一个好朋友认得了五十年的好朋友
，If I have a friend that knows me for 50 years,
这个 weekend 假如来讲说，他要到 New Jersey 来，能不能我们带他去玩
？And in this weekend, when he come to New Jersey to visit me, can I take him along and go to have fun together?
如果他这样问我的话
，if he asked me that,
我讲不行，我今天要到 Long Island 我来讲道。
I would say, no, I cannot, because today I have to come to Long Island to preach.
那他讲能不能叫 Anna 来陪我，我们出去玩一个礼拜？
And he would say, can you ask your wife Anna to go out with me and we'll have fun out there?
我讲 no, 不行。
And I would say, no, it's impossible.
他讲你难道不相信我吗？
And he would say that, whoa, you don't trust me?
No, 我讲不是，我跟 Anna 之间我们有一个立约的爱。
Because I'll tell them, it's not that I don't trust you, but because I and my wife Anna, when between us, there is the covenant of love.
因为我们发过誓，40年前我们发过誓。
Because we have a vow 40 years ago.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Wherever you be, I will be there with you.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God is my God.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，除非死使你我分开。
When you die, I will be dead.Other than death, let us never be apart.
我跟 Anna 之间不允许任何人夹在中间，因为我会 jealous， 我会嫉妒。
Because between me and my wife Anna, I will never allow any third person to get in between us, because I will be jealous.
甚至于不是我的父亲，不是我的母亲可以插进去。
Even my parent, my father, my mother could never get between us.
甚至于我的儿女也不能加进去。
And even though our children could never get between us.
朋友，我告诉你，这个爱叫做 hasad。这个爱就是这边的 字的意思 ，hasad。
Dear brother and sister, this is the love of God. This is the word in all Hebrew say hasad. That is this love.
这个字在旧约里面超过了144次以上，我就没有再算了。
This word in Old Testament is many times more than 140 something times that appear in Old Testament.
这种爱是立过约的爱。
This kind of love is the love of covenant.
你知道当亚伯拉罕神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
So when God make a covenant with Abraham,
神讲我要祝福你的后代，你的后代像海边的沙，天上的星一样的多。
God said, I will bless your descendants so that your descendants will multiply as much as the star in the sky and the sand by the beach.
好像亚伯拉罕不能够领会这个约是什么样的约。
It seems like Abraham cannot even comprehend what kind of a covenant it will be.
所以神在创世纪第十五章跟亚伯拉罕说。
So in Genesis chapter 15, God has spoken to Abraham.
你去拿一些禽兽，你去拿一些畜生来。
So he said, bring some animals with you.
你把它杀的时候献祭。
So you cut this animal into two parts and sacrifice it to God.
把它一面放在这边，一面放在这边，它的一半在这边，一半在这边。
So when you cut the animal into two parts, one part put on the right and one part put on the left.
他做好了之后，他就等神来跟他立约。
And when he's done all this, he's waiting for God to make this covenant.
等到生产的时候还没有来。
When he was waiting and waiting and waiting for long, God didn't appear.
等到刚刚好日掉下去生产的时候。
When until the sun set, it was dark.
耶和华像那个燃烧的火把一样，从两边的尸首中间过去了。
And God appeared like fires, and he come in between the animal on two parts.
圣经上面讲
And the Bible said,
从那日开始耶和华与亚伯兰立约
I say, from that day on God has made covenant with Abraham
看那个 NIV Study Bible 研读本圣经十五章怎么讲创世纪
And if you have the NIV Study Bible you open to Genesis chapter 15 and you see what it said
那边的注释讲到了这是一个当时的土人 Hittites赫人的一种习惯
And he's saying that that kind of covenant is what at that time the tribal, the Hittites, they have that kind of practice to make a contract.
如果我跟江牧师立约的话
If I am going to make a covenant with Pastor Kong,
那我们之间的后代永远不争吵
I say our descendants from now on will never have any quarrel.
我们献祭向天祭物，一半放在这边，一半放在这边，他的尸首。
And we take the animal and cut it into two halves, one put on the right, one put on the left.
然后我们向神发誓来咒诅自己，如果自己毁约的话。
And we swear before God saying that if any one of us violate this covenant, we will be cursed.
我跟江牧师就会一同从中间的尸首的中间的走过去。
And we both will have to walk in between the aisles where the animals are laid.
这个意思就是我们中间如果有一个毁约的话。
That means that if either one of us who walk between this aisle, if any one of us violate this covenant,
他的身体就一半在这边，一半 在这边。
And his body would be split like the animal, one part on this side, one part on the other side.
这表示讲神如果毁约的话，神可以为人死。
This means that if God, he broke his promise, he will die for man like that.
对犹太人讲，没有办法接受这个。
And to the Jewish people, they could never accept this kind of
covenant. 但是使徒保罗讲，我们基督的爱是何等的广阔高深。
But Paul saying that the love of Christ, how deep and how wide and how long it is to us.
神的启示在新约里面更明显。
And the revelation in New Testament is even more clear.
的的确确，主耶稣基督，神的儿子，神为人死了。
And it is true, and it is real that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died for us.
弟兄姐妹，这种与主为友的生命。
And dear brother and sister, this kind of companionship with Christ,
不但是个个别亲切的友谊。
It is not just a personal companionship.
也是个永不断绝的友谊。
It is a perpetual companionship.
第三方面。
And it's the third perspective.
这种生命也是个勇敢无惧的生命。
This is a life of courage.
我们再看第十三章第六节。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 13. Let's look at verse 6.
主是帮助我的。
Our Lord is my helper.
我必不惧怕，人能帮我怎么样呢？
And I will not be afraid. What man could do to me?
主耶稣做我们的良友，给了我们一个新的生命。
And our Lord is our companionship and give us a new life.
这个生命，而且是不但是满足安心的生命。
This life is not just a life of contentment.
这个生命不但是一个与主为友的生命。
This life is not just a life of companionship.
这个生命，而且是我必不惧怕的生命。
This life is a life of courage that I will not be afraid.
使我有勇气面对新的一年，面对事实。
Give us courage to face the new year. Give us courage to face the new era.
我的生命中在新的一年里面。
In our life in this new year.
我不知道会有什么发生。
I don't know what will happen to me.
但是我觉得会有两方面是我知道的。
But I will know that there are two perspectives that I will know.
第一方面，我明年中间也许有很多的未知数我不知道。
The first thing is that maybe in next year there's a lot of unknown, a lot of uncertainties that I don't know.
有很多的 eventualities, 有很多的可能发展的一些未知数。
There are many eventualities in life that may happen.
第二方面
，and the second things
也会遇到很多的已知数，已经知道的，我要负上很大的责任去面对。
There may be some things that we know already, and that we have to put a lot of responsibility there to face it. So it's the responsibility of life.
弟兄姐妹，我们中间有很多对那些未知数会害怕的。
Dear brother and sister, among us, many of us, we are fear of the unknown.
因为我们不能够怎么样，不能够面对那些未知数。
Because we don't have the courage, we dare not to face those uncertainties.
我们怕生病，我们怕得癌症。
We are afraid of illness. We are afraid of having cancer.
我们怕我们的失去我们的妻子，我们的丈夫。
We are afraid that we will lose our wife. We are afraid that we will lose our children.
我们怕失去我们的工作，我们生活没有保障。
We are afraid that we will be fired and and we don't have a job and our life will not be secure.
这些都是生命中的未知数。
And all these are the eventualities that are unknown in our life.
但是我们知道主耶稣讲他总不撇下我们。
But we know that our Lord has promised that I will never leave you.
主讲他是我们的帮助。
And in here he said that the Lord is my helper.
我必不惧怕。
I will not be afraid.
因为他是全全的神。
Because he is a God of power.
我知道只要我行在神的旨意中。
If I know that if I walk under the will of God,
一切发生在我身上的事情，我都能够接受，因为全全之神，我行在他的旨意中间。
Anything that happens around me, I know that I can face it, I can accept it, because it's under the power of God, under his sovereignty.
我有一次带领了一个人信主。
One time I lead a person to Christ.
是在一个很不平常的一个情况之下。
It's under a very special situation.
而且他不是我教会的会友。
And he's not a member in my church.
那当这一位先生的太太打电话给我。
So when this person's wife give me a call.
那他讲呢，我的先生得了癌症，而且是肝癌。
And she told me that my husband has a cancer, is lung cancer.
Liver cancer.
Liver cancer.
而且呢，这个肝癌医生已经不准备开刀了。
And the doctor has even give up to have any operation.
但像问题就是说呢，我先生没有人敢告诉他，我也不敢告诉他。
And the problem is that no one dared to tell my husband. Even I dare not to tell my husband.
他讲你能不能去医院去看他
？And he asked me, say, Pastor, can you go and visit my husband in the hospital?
但我到医院去看他的时候
，So when I go to the hospital and visit him,
那这个人很好，跟他一谈就谈得很好。
And he's very talkative and easy to make friends. So when I talk, and we could talk all days.
但我问他说，你知不知道你的病情是什么情况
？And when I asked him, he said, Do you know the kind of illness that you are with?
哦，他讲没有问题。医生跟我讲呢，也许过一阵之后就可以出院。当然。
Oh, he said no problem. It's something small. And the doctor tell me said even a few days I could go home. I don't have to stay in the hospital.
因为医生没有办法医治他。
Because the doctor has given up on him.
那我就回来了。
And I'm being put in a very tough situation.
那过了两个星期之后，我又去看他。
And after 2 weeks, I go and visit him again.
那他刚刚要出院。
And he was going about to discharge.
那我就跟他谈到主耶稣基督有没有兴趣能够接受主耶稣基督成为生命的保障。
So I share with him that whether he had the confidence to accept Jesus Christ as his life companionship.
他跟我讲，他讲尼牧师啊，我出来我已经四个星期没有上班了，我有很多的工作做。
And he said, Pastor Lee, I've been in the hospital for 4 weeks already. I have a lot of things haven't been done, and I haven't been in the office. So when I come out, I have to go and work.
他讲，我总有一天会信。
But he said, one day, I promise you, I will believe in.
过了两个月之后
，After 2 months,
我去马来西亚去布道，三个星期的布道。
I was, I have a trip, a 3 weeks evangelistic meeting in Malaysia.
哦，马来西亚三个星期完了之后，我回家。
And after that 3 weeks, I come back from Malaysia.
我一回到家之后，师母就跟我讲。
When I arrived home, my wife told me.
哎，他讲这位先生呐、啊，马上就要过去了。
He said, this friend, he will die real soon.
你赶快到医院去，因为今天他的太太已经打了几次电话来。
He said, go to the hospital right away because this morning his wife had called many times already.
我赶快赶到医院。
So I rushed to the hospital.
我赶到医院的时候呢，那他已经很不好了。
When I get to the hospital, he was really, really terrible.
那当我那个时候呢，跟他谈起福音的时候。
So when I share with him about the gospel.
那奇妙的是，我对不起啊，我离开马来西亚，去马来之下之前，我去看他的时候，我把福音介绍给他了，他信耶稣了，对。
Let me back off a little bit. Before I left, took off to Malaysia, I already shared gospel with him and asked him to accept Jesus Christ.
所以三个星期之后呢，他病发作了。
So after 3 weeks, his cancer struck him hardly.
上我一到医院回来，一到医院的时候。
So when I get to the hospital,
周围都围了朋友，围了他的亲戚。
So there's the room is full of his relatives and his friends.
那他的太太抓住他的手。
So his wife holds tight on his hand.
我一看，三个星期他已经人不像个人样子了，瘦得一塌糊涂。
So after 3 weeks, I could see that he doesn't look like a person anymore.
那他就一直在那里乱叫，说我对不起谁，我对不起谁，我对不起谁。
And all he's been screaming is that I'm sorry to who and who, I'm sorry to who and who.
这个时候，他的太太没有办法来使他安静下来。
And this time, even his wife cannot calm him down.
所以他太太给我一个眼色，我知道他要叫我去。
So his wife gave me a signal, and I know that she wanted me to talk to him.
但我过去了。
So I walked toward his deathbed.
我抓住了这位弟兄先奥弟兄的手。
And I hold tight of this brother Ao.
我讲我是李牧师。
I told him that I am Reverend Lee.
我刚刚赶回来。
I just come back.
那我又跟他讲
，and I told him，
我用了圣经，约翰福音第十四章
，and I used the Bible， John chapter 14，
第三节
，verse 3，
我讲耶稣说，我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And Jesus said, if I go to prepare a place for you，
我若去为你们预备了地方。
If I go and prepare a place for you，
就必再来接你们到我那里去。
I will come back and take you to where I am.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Where I am, you will be there also.
我讲奥弟兄，要不要我现在祷告耶稣基督来
And I say, dear brother, do you want me to pray that Jesus will come?
叫耶稣给我们的应许能够实现。
So that the promise that Jesus Christ has given to us could become true.
我想耶稣可以现在来实现他的应许，搀着你的手走到那个罪道的另外一面。
So that if I pray, Jesus would come today, now, and take your hand and to the other side of the tunnel.
立刻之间，他就压了我一下的手。
And immediately.He grasped my hand tight.
而且他没有再叫了。
And he didn't scream anymore.
我就做了一个祷告。
And I prayed.
邀请主耶稣基督实现他的应许。
And I asked Jesus Christ, as he has promised, do that promise.
让平平安安地护卫他，带领他走过这个地道。
To lead him safely to go through this tunnel.
当我做完了这个祷告。
When I'm done with my prayer,
我看他的脸色的时候，脸整个松下来了。
I look at his face, it's totally relaxed.
而且呢，面露的笑容。
And he have smile on his face.
过了半个钟头，很平安的，主耶稣把他接去了。
And after half hour, very peacefully, Jesus took him.
是的，在新的一年中间有很多的未知数。
Yes, indeed, in this new year to come, we have a lot of eventuality that is uncertain.
我不知道有什么未知数，你也不知道你会有什么未知数。
I don't know what kind of unknown you will face, and I don't know what kind of unknown I will face.
但是主是我的帮助，我必不惧怕。
But our Lord is our help, and I will not be afraid.
不但是未知数，朋友。
Not just only those eventualities that we don't know.
在新的一年中，我们的生命所要肩负很多已知的责任。
And in our life, there are so many things that we know we have to take the responsibilities.
我们再看十三章第六节。
Let's turn back to verse 6 of chapter 13.
我们可以放胆说主是帮助的，我必不惧怕。
And I could say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid.
主，是的，我们会面对许多的已知数。
Yes, true that many times we have a lot of things that we know we're going to face.
主耶稣可以成为我们的帮助。
And our Lord can be our helper.
对生命中我们所不知道的，我们交托给神。
In our life, the things that we don't know, we could give it to God.
对生命中我们知道的。
And in our life, things that we know to come,
我们求神加给我们力量去面对。
We ask God to give us strength so that empowers and strengthens we can face it.
圣经里面也同样的给予我们这个应许。
And in the Bible, it also gives us such kind of promise and such kind of help.
在哥林多前书十章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
He said, "No temptation has seized you except that what is common to man. And God is faithful; He will not let you to be tempted beyond what you could bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you could stand up under it."
这句话叫做得胜的确据。
This statement is a statement of assurance, victory of assurance.
你知道，当在一九七零年代的时候
，You know that in the year of 1970。
那是第一次美国大学或者是研究院毕业出来的学生呢，会遇到找不到工作的事情。
That is the first depression that a lot of graduate students from college will come out and will not be able to find any job.
我当时在 University of Illinois 那学业告一个段落。
So that time I had come to a milestone in University of Illinois.
那当我从学校离开的时候
，When I left the school。
九月的时候呢，我们第一个小孩生出来了。
In September, my first child was born.
那当我离开了学业的时候，我没有奖学金。
And when I left the school, I don't have any scholarship.
那我呢就需要找工作。
So I have to look for job.
我申请了350个工作，都是手打的信，那时候没有电脑。
So I have used typewriter to type 350 letters to send out for employment.
只有四个给我回信。
Only four replied back to me.
那都是 rejection 的信。
And all of those are rejection letters.
其他的连回 rejection letter 都不回了。
And others, they don't even bother to send a rejection letters.
那我们小孩生出来了，没有经济能力去付款。
So my child was born and I have financial difficulties.
我到芝加哥去找工作，找了一个半月找不到工作。
So I go to Chicago and look for a job and then even after a month or so I cannot find anything.
那妻子就非常的紧张。
And my wife is very worried.
那我只好安慰我的太太。
So I just have to comfort her.
工作不来找我，我去找工作。
He said the job doesn't look for me, I'll go and look for a job.
所以我开了车子16个钟头没有停了，就到了纽约市的96街。
So after I drive 16 hours non-stop, I arrive New York City, 96th Street.
在那边找了个旅馆。
And there I get into a hotel.
2个星期我在那个旅馆中间。
2 weeks in that hotel.
白天8点钟出去找工作，一直到5点半回来。
8 o'clock, I go out and look for jobs until 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
那时候我得救呢，只有2年。
At that time, I only become a believer for 2 years.
但是感谢主，那我每天呢养成习惯读圣经。
But praise the Lord, every day I have the habit of reading the Bible.
你知道吗？当我读到这个哥林多前书10章13节的时候
，So do you know that when I come across 1 Corinthians 10:13？
你知道第一次我有那个感觉，像我听到牧师们所讲的话一样。
The first time I have that kind of a feeling that like I heard it from the pastor in his sermon.
那有的牧师讲，当你读经的时候，那个字好像会跳出来跟你说话。
Some pastor he's exaggerating saying that when you read the Bible, suddenly the Bible, the words will pop out into your eyes and speak to you.
你知道十章十三节，我就有同样的感觉，字跳出来跟我说话。
So do you know that when I read up to this verse, it just have that kind of feeling like the words suddenly pop out and talk to me.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
So he said that when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
你知道我每天到 Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue 去找工作的时候。
So every day when I walk along Madison Avenue and Fifth Avenue to look for jobs.
当街上烤的那个
pretzel,
那时候呢要3毛5一个。
And at that time on the street, the pretzel is around 35 cents.
我都没有钱，舍不得去吃。
I don't even have money and to buy one piece.
所以中午不吃，7点钟回到家之后开2罐 tuna fish.
So afternoon I go back to the hotel. I just open 2 cans of tuna.
当我看到这一节的时候
，When I come to this verse,
我跪下来跟神讲，我讲我忍受不住了。
And I kneel down before God and I say, God, I cannot take it no more.
求你开一条出路，叫我能够忍受得住。
Please provide me a way out so that I can stand up under it.
我把那个圣经，当时的圣经，我就把这一句写在封面上面。
So I wrote down that verses on the first page of my Bible.
因为这是我第一次读经的经验，这个神的话跳出来。
Because this is the first experience that I've encountered that when I read the Bible, the words pop out to me.
你知道，接着我又一直读下去，读到哥林多后书第四章。
And then I continue to read, and when I read to the Second Corinthians chapter 4,
读到了第八节。
And when I read
第七节第八节
，reach up to the chapter verse 7 and 8.
我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这么大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
We have such kind of this treasure in jars of clay to show that all this suppressing power is from God and not from us.
我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望。
We are pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not in despair.
同样的这几句经节跳出来跟我说话。
And once again, these few words pop out and talk to me.
你讲我后来就。看完了圣经，把它合起来，我就到楼下旅馆里面去问。
So after that, I close the Bible and I go down to the hotel and I ask.
已经一个半星期，我没有太太的消息。
Become a week and a half that I don't have any news from my wife.
我一问那个 counter 的人讲，里面有2张 message 给我。
When I ask, he said that there's 2 messages for you.
叫我 call home.
And tell me to call home.
我就打了电话，我给我太太。
And I call my wife.
太太讲，你以前 Chicago 的老板要找你，可能有工作给你。
And he said that the boss that you have before in Chicago had called you, maybe he had a job for you.
我现在长话短说了。
And now let me make it short.
我在10月5号终于找到了我的工作。
In October 5th, I get my job.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神而且给我一个工作的地点。
And God even provided me the best location for my job.
那一个地点，我开始了查经班，我学习怎么带领查经。
In that location, I start a Bible study, and I start to learn how to lead a Bible study.
在那个地点，我成立了更新传道会。那时候得救只有几个月。
And in that time, in that place, and after I was saved for a few months, I start that mission that I have today.
Christian Renewal Ministry.
Christian Renewal Ministry.
35 年前神给我的经历。
In 35 years ago, God gave me that experience.
弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brother and sister,
我们生命中所负的责任，同样的，神会帮助我们。
In what we have in our life, the responsibility, God will be our helper.
可能有人会问你。
Maybe someone will ask you,
我如何能在我生命中知道主的同在呢？
How should I know that in my life God is with me?
最好的答案在圣经中间。
The best answer is in the Bible.
神跟摩西的会话可以成为我们的帮助。
The conversation between Moses and God could be our big help.
在出埃及记第三十三章里面。
It's recorded in Exodus chapter 33.
摩西问神说。
And Moses asked God.
在出埃及记三十三章十六节。
It's in Exodus 33 verse 16.
你在何事上得以知道？我和你百姓在你面前蒙恩呢，是不是因你与我们同在吗？
Say, how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with me?
神用象征性的方式来回答摩西。
God used a symbolic way to reply Moses.
他讲在第二十一节到二十二节的三十三章里面。
In aChapter 33, verse 21 to 22, God replies in such a way.
看哪，在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上。我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，等我过去。
He said, the Lord said, there is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory pass by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hands until I have passed by.
用新约的名词来解释的话
，If we use the terminology in New Testament，
那个磐石就是我们的主耶稣基督。
This rock is our Lord Jesus Christ。
站在磐石上就是指一个人在基督里的信心。
Stand on the rock means that a person who has the trust, who has the faith in Jesus Christ。
在哥哥他主为我们身体被破裂。
On Calvary, Christ's body has split.
当我们定睛在主耶稣身上的时候
，When we turn our eyes upon Jesus Christ，
我们会说
，We will say，
正像那首诗歌《万古磐石》的歌词一样
，It's just like the words in the song Rock of Ages。
万古磐石为我开，容我藏身在主怀。
Rock of Ages cleft for me， let me hide myself in thee。
朋友、弟兄、姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你愿意藏身在？磐石中吗
？Do you want to hide yourself in the rock of ages？
如果是的话
，If you say yes，
主耶稣就可以成为你生命中一个活的实际。
And our Lord Jesus Christ could be a living testimony in your life。
你也可以唱这首歌。
And you can sing this song out。
主活着这首诗歌。
The song that he say he lives。
基督耶稣救主今天活着。
He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today.
他与我谈，他盼我走，生命在路同过。
He walks with me, he talks with me along life's narrow way.
朋友
，Dear friends，
当将耶稣做我们的恩友
，When you take Jesus as your companion，
在人生的每一个步伐上面依靠主同行。
In every step of your life, trust upon him. Let him guide you.
你就会知道，而且尝试过什么是一个满足安心的生命。
Then you will know, and you have the experience that a life of contentment，
一个与主为友的生命
，a life of companionship with Christ，
以及一个勇敢无惧的生命
，and a life of courage without any fear。
让耶稣成为你的恩友
，Let Jesus Christ be your companion。
你一生跟随他。就有一个丰盛的生命
，so that your life will walk with him, follow him, and you will have a life full of contentment.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, our God, we thank you indeed.
求你自己的圣灵帮助我们进入到真理。
And let your spirit lead us into your truth.
让我们珍惜宝贝你。
So that we could treasure you and love you.
因为你是良善的，因为你是怜悯的。
Because God, you are God of so good, and your love endures forever.
让我们每一个人享受你，有你成为我们的朋友。
Let's all take you and enjoy you as our friend, our best companion.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
以上节目是由更新传道会制作。